Professor John Coleman expects the new Democratic majorities and GOP minorities in the House and Senate will have some easy things that they can accomplish together, but the parties remain far apart on more contentious issues like entitlement reform, tax cuts, and Iraq.
I think they can talk about it in a rational way without seeming to be overly bitter and rancorous, and I think the public would appreciate that, but the solutions are going to be hard to come by.
In other words, don't expect much bipartisan cooperation on policymaking. And Coleman says now that the Democrats have gained power in both houses, they may feel emboldened to send bills to President Bush, which they know he won't support.
He couldn't veto much less, given that he's only done one so far. And I think the ingredients are there that we'll see him use the veto pen more frequently.
Coleman says the Democrats have little room to maneuver on Iraq. They're unlikely to cut funding for the war while U.S. troops are still committed. The most they can try to do, he says, is cajole and persuade and get the president to try to consider alternative strategies. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.